Put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Wake up, you sip of tea. Miner's music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they advocate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
And yes, indeed, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, on the night of nights, Thursday night. And, well, we're hearing a lot about politics and the usual ho-hum about the Democrats who are supposedly debating each other and attacking poor Hillary Clinton. The voters know where I stand, the American public, the people, the denizens. Yes, the audiences know where I stand. Absolutely, we know. And we know where she falls, too. Oh, my. Well, against all of that hoopla and superficiality and nonsense, we have a candidate in the Republican circles, in the Republican Party, who, of course, you all know as Ron Paul. And no one ever said that he was perfect or an angel. But I'll tell you, as far as politicians go, he is head and shoulders above all of the rest of them. And we are going to welcome to our microphones right now, not Ron, but the next best thing. We have with us tonight none other than Rand Paul, on the lines, representing Ron. Hello, Rand.
Glad to be with you this evening.
Good. Now, you're the son of Ron Paul?
Yes, I'm the middle son. We have five children in our family, and I'm the only one outside of Texas. I live up in Kentucky.
Well, good for you. Bless your heart. Good to have you with us tonight. And I'm thankful that we could have you, anyone from the campaign, because, it is a campaign that is picking up a tremendous amount of momentum as we see. Isn't that so?
Well, my dad says that it surprised even himself.
Yes.
You know, when he started this, he knew that the ideas and issues were important and that we needed somebody to talk about limited government again. And because the Republicans really have lost their way. They really, their old messages of low taxes, balanced budgets, reducing the size and scope of government, all of these messages really don't ring true anymore after the Bush years.
Yes, and of course, not to mention the horrible policy in foreign affairs of abandoning George Washington's farewell address message of staying out of foreign affairs and out of wars and, this interventionism. The Democrats and the Republicans, of course, both seem to answer to the same Pied Pipers at the top who call the tune, and they of course, have only differed over minor details rather than over substance. And Ron Paul has been the only one that I know of who has stood firm on this issue, on the Iraq War, right from the beginning. So that
is definitely a feather in his cap. Yeah, I think it's amazing because, you know, since I was a small child, I've been going to conservative gatherings around the country, and we as conservatives used to always believe that we would not fight undeclared wars, that we would only fight wars when we declared them formally by Congress, that there would be a deliberate discussion. It would be the most important vote that any congressman would ever have, and that's to go to war. But then if we fought a war, we would fight the war, you know, for victory. But we wouldn't go into this concept of nation building. We wouldn't go into changing one regime for another regime. These weren't the things that conservatives and Republicans used to stand for.
Oh, no. Heaven forbid. They were firmly advocates of neutrality and, minding one's own business. America first. That was, I remember interviewing Ron Paul on local radio about 4 years ago. And, I remember him remembering the great days of Charlie Lindbergh and others who, you know, knew that when we got involved in wars overseas, that the result and the outcome would only make matters worse, as we have seen the tragedy of worldwide wars and the tragedy of fighting wars ever since. And paying the cost, by the way, not only in human lives, but in massive debt and massive dislocation of the economy. So,
right.
Not to mention the toll on the family. You know,
right.
War takes a terrible toll on the family unit.
Right. We've lost, you know, nearly 4,000 soldiers. We have 25,000 to 30,000 severely wounded. And then you also, when you get beyond the human tragedy of that, you talk about spending $1 trillion. How can $1 trillion being spent in 6 years, how can there be anything conservative about that? You know, I mean, I think Bush will go down in history as the most fiscally liberal president we have ever had.
It's hard to believe.
$1 trillion to the
but
debt.
But then
the
again, maybe
years.
It's not so hard to believe. I think we have a break coming up just to the beginning of the program. Is that right, Manny? Or did we miss it? Okay. All right. The computer didn't work. All right. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the issues in the campaign. We'll talk about your dad, and I want to ask you a question, too. So we'll have some callers as well. How's that? Can you stay for an hour?
As long as you need me.
Okay. Well, we'll have the first hour together. Thank you. And we will be right back with our guest, Rand Paul, right here on the program. Uncensored Radio Free America, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
We're back now. First question, I have to ask you, Rand Paul, how did you get the name Rand? Was that after Ayn Rand?
That's kind of a funny story. A lot of people ask me that. And yeah. As a kid, I was Randy. And then just as I became an adult, I just took the Y off. And it was funny, when I first did it, I was involved in politics in North Carolina, and I really hadn't thought about the Ayn Rand question, but that was the first question I got from the first reporter that did a story on our
group
about Ayn Rand. And I did grow up a fan, you know, of Ayn Rand's novels, and I still really like the little short novella Anthem, you know, talking about, you know, what happens in a totalitarian government where all ingenuity is sort of quashed and anybody who wants to come up with anything different is penalized or put in jail.
Mm-hmm. And boy, that sounds awfully too familiar, doesn't it, today?
Yeah, I sometimes fear that that's the way we're going.
Well, now, Ron Paul, as I said, your father has represented a major shift in America, I believe, a major shift really probably since the time of Barry Goldwater, when here, for the first time since then, you've seen a grassroots effort on the part of people across party lines, obviously, and across ideological lines of the spectrum, who feel that this is a man they know in their heart of hearts is speaking the language the American people want to hear, and not the usual pablum line from the establishment parakeets of the political circus. So, that being the case, do you feel that I know you said earlier that he's been amazed by the kind of support he's gotten and the money that's been contributed, but is he actually at this point now in the campaign, does he feel confident that he is, barring any unforeseen episodes, he is going to be able to do some damage now at the primaries, the Republican primaries coming up?
Well, I think when we started this, nobody knew what would happen. And I think if you could have imagined a year ago the best-case scenario, that's exactly where we are right now. I mean, he started out with zero national name recognition, or among a small group of people in the know, they knew who he was. But among the general public, no one knew a year ago who Ron Paul was. But I saw a Forbes magazine article the other day that says 1 in 10. This was a month ago. 1 in 10 people knew who he was. But I can tell you that in the last 2 weeks, every day I have patients come into my office. Everyone has heard of his name and asked me how my dad's campaign is going. So the name recognition has gone up phenomenally. Almost everyone have heard of him breaking the record for fundraising in one day, the $4.3 million they brought in one day.
Yeah.
So I'll bet you his name recognition may be as high as 20-30% among the national public now.
Oh, yes, absolutely. But the Internet has been the means, and alternative radio such as us,
exactly,
have been the means of bringing his message and his candidacy to the public. I mean, you see what the media have done to him, and So far, they have just tried to ignore him largely, and a few broadsides here and there. But for the most part, I mean, they are betwixt and between. They don't know what to do about this
guy. Yeah, and I think you hit the nail on the head. Radio as an alternative means of getting information has been around probably for 20, 25 years and been really good at getting the message out. Mm-hmm. And I can remember as a small child laying on the floor listening to my dad do interviews in Wyoming, Montana, San Antonio. So he's been doing these type of interviews for a long, long time, and I think that's helped to develop the nucleus of people who get this going. But the difference is now with the Internet, what happens is it captures the energy. For example, here I am in Kentucky, and I think, well, I heard they had a good rally, but now I can click on YouTube, and I can see 5,000 people cheering and screaming for Ron Paul in Philadelphia last week.
Yep.
And that energy gets transmitted and multiplied across the nation because we don't feel like we're alone anymore.
And you're not. You're not by any means, you know. Years ago, it was the case that, you know, in the beginning of the 20th century, that the American public had, you know, only the New York Times, which we know has been notoriously corrupt in many cases, and we had radio that began to be controlled with the Communications Act in the 1930s, in the Roosevelt administration. But other than that, the American people had no way of really knowing who the movers and shakers were, what was going on behind the scenes to plunge them into war and depression and the Federal Reserve System and all of these things. Now, there's no excuse. People who want the truth, who want to know what's going on, can bypass the New York Times, bypass the establishment media, the globalist media, and go right to the net. And that's where we are today. And quite frankly, I mean, it's alarming to them, you know?
Right.
It's scaring them. And
we're basically bypassing the mainstream media. And
yeah.
I think this will be the first campaign when, particularly if we're able to win either the nomination or several primaries, you're going to see that the mainstream media will see that they've been bypassed. Because I saw a statistic the other night on CNN. They said Ron Paul's name has been mentioned 5,000 times in the last year. John McCain's name has been mentioned 95,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
And we're outraising John McCain.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And
yeah.
One of the cool things is that we are outraising John McCain. We're outraising every Republican among active military.
That's
so
absolutely
Ron
true.
Ron Paul, who was in the military himself, but is opposed to the Iraq war and says you should only go to war when you declare war, that message actually resonates with our active military.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've seen the damage that has been done to us militarily. It's just, I believe it's irreparable now at this stage of the game unless Ron Paul is in the White House, because we've seen the demoralization. We've seen the downgrading of our military preparedness now has never been as low as it is under the Bush administration. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, and I think that's the message that has to get out to Republican primary voters, because some of them hear him talk about the war, and they fear, oh, he's not for a strong national
defense.
That's
right, yes.
But it's actually the absolute opposite of that.
Yes.
Because as a constitutionalist, he believes that there are very few functions of the federal government, and the primary function of the federal government is national defense. So he would have a strong national defense. He just thinks ours is being weakened by running, you know, 750 military bases around the world, and he thinks that the policy may have gotten lost in maybe getting no-bid contracts for Halliburton instead of really thinking about what is in our national interest.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Now, before we take a next break and take calls, I would like to ask you, I guess the I've heard some, I haven't seen them myself, but the Zogby polls are showing that Ron Paul could very well clinch it or come pretty close in the first primaries in New Hampshire particularly.
I think we have a real good chance there, and I think that's where we need to be placing most of our energy, and that's what I've been advising the campaign for a year now, is that New Hampshire is the place to be. The main reason is because 44% of New Hampshire voters are independent, and they can vote in either primary, and they tend to be, the tide is against the war, and the Republicans haven't figured this out yet. It's why people keep telling them, my dad keeps telling them, you cannot win if you continue the Iraq war and if you continue to say we need to go into Iran next. That is not a winning philosophy. It's the wrong philosophy, but it's also just not practically a winner for 2008.
Yeah. And he has been consistent on those positions right from the start, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. And I like to point out with the Iran thing, as people say, oh, we have to worry if they get a nuclear weapon. Iran imports their gasoline. Iran cannot even refine their own gasoline. They have no nuclear weapons, and they're a third world country. And I really think having our Navy on their coast and being belligerent with them only sets up the possibility of an accident happening where they do sink a ship or we do get involved with a skirmish along the border, and then there's an all-out war happening.
Yes.
But Iran is no threat to, Iran is no threat at all to the United States.
We've got a bigger threat from the president of Mexico who's attacking Americans now
exactly.
over illegal aliens.
Exactly.
We'll be right back now, and I'm Rick Adams. We're speaking, obviously, with Rand Paul. Jump aboard. We'll take calls for the Ron Paul campaign in just a few minutes.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
And we're back with Rand Paul, our guest, and we're going to take some calls at 1-800-313-9443. Just one quick question, Rand. Have we heard anything definite about who Ron Paul's running mate might be?
No, I really haven't heard anything there, and I haven't had any specific discussions with him on that. I think typically that people wait until later on or even until the nomination has been sewed up before they make those announcements. I can tell you that the one thing, and I had this question recently, is what would an administration or a cabinet look like?
Yes.
I think that what you'd see is something you've never, ever seen before. Instead of picking people and pandering to different interests, you'd see consistent limited government constitutionalists. You wouldn't see people that you'd say, oh my gosh, Ron Paul picked that person who really doesn't represent any of his ideas. You wouldn't see that. I mean, the same way that you would never see him sign an unbalanced budget. For example, if the Democrats or the Republicans brought him a budget that wasn't balanced, he would veto it. Now, they could override his veto, but you can just be certain if you had Ron Paul, you would never have him sign an unbalanced budget. The same way you can be certain that whoever he picked as a vice president or in his cabinet would be people who believe in our ideas. He's not going to pick someone who just happens to be somebody who he thinks might get us some votes.
So is it safe to say that we might not find a Henry Kissinger or a Alberto Gonzalez in his administration?
Yeah, you won't. And I mean, to tell you the truth, it's the one good thing. John McCain's not good on many issues, and I don't think you'd see a John McCain, but I was thinking about that with an Albert Gonzalez. The one good thing John McCain is good on is torture. You would not see an attorney general who believes that we should have torture as a policy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is something that, you know, McCain's been good on it. He was actually tortured in Vietnam, and he's the one Republican other than my father who stood up and said torture is wrong. And, you know, it just makes sense. Do we want, you know, our sons or our kids over there, you know, with us doing torture, you know, with the same thing happening to them?
Today, the House, we saw the vote on the issue of the telecommunications companies and illegal spying surveillance, which the Bush administration has been involved deeply in, and the issue of immunity came up. And now, so far, the Democrats and many Republicans have absolved or taken out the immunity for the companies, the telecommunications companies. They're not very happy about that. Are you aware of what happened today on Capitol Hill?
A lot of the eavesdropping and things that Bush has brought in, he's done through executive order. And I know my father has commented that when he is elected, his first executive order will be to repeal all previous executive orders.
Yes.
And he will have no further executive orders because he thinks it's an expansion of the presidential power that was not intended by the Constitution.
Right.
I think with this specific thing, I haven't discussed it and don't know how he voted, but I'm sure he would not have voted to give immunity to them for privacy invasions or wiretaps. He probably thinks that the Constitution intended the Fourth Amendment. You have to get a real warrant
from
a judge.
Right. Yeah. I would think so. All right, we'll check. But anyway, that's fine. Let's take a call. I believe we have Charlene from Arkansas. Is that right?
Great.
Hello. You're on the program. Hi, Rand Paul is our guest.
It's Mary Ann from Arkansas.
I'm sorry, Mary Ann.
Thank you for being there. And, Rick, I appreciate you so much. Tell me, first of all, Rick, what is your email address?
Rand? Are you asking me or Rand?
Rick, I'm asking Rick.
Well, I don't want to get into that now. Let's have a question for Rand.
I was going to send you something. Rand, we're praying for your dad. I'll tell you what, he's the best thing that's happened in a I can't even remember how long. But he's a wonderful leader. He's a statesman.
Well, I appreciate that, and we appreciate your support there. And we're excited by the possibilities. We really, truly believe that with the money we're raising and the campaign organization, that we have a chance. I've been to New Hampshire 3 times, and I think I'll probably go back again in a few weeks.
That's great. There's one news item of today, too. Now, you may have covered this somewhere earlier. You know, there's a it's posted at WorldNet Daily, WND.com, but it's a case today, Ran, where we were outgunned on the Mexican border by the drug runners.
Yeah,
have you heard that?
The interesting thing my dad says in his speeches is that, you know, we have the gall to take border guards from our country and send them to Iraq to instruct the Syrians on why their border is too porous when we can't do a darn thing on our own border.
That's right.
And we're shorthanded, and we've got the National Guard over there in Iraq. We've got our border guards in Iraq.
We're in a world of hurt if we don't get it turned around and addressed. We really are. Now, I know at UnitedPatriotsOfAmerica.com, they are really concentrating on local networking so that we in our own neighborhoods know who's who, you know, and and are associating with like-minded people. And I think that's such a key, Rand. That's another reason why I like so much your format with meetup.com.
I think it's really cool the way those things have exploded. My dad says that people in Washington come up to him all the time and say, "Hey, Ron, how did you get that internet so organized?" And he says, "Well, it's not that I found the internet found me."
And, absolutely. Yeah. Well, meetup.com, that is a tremendous tool.
Yeah.
Let me see now. There's a website I'd really like to plug.
Well, can you hang on for just a moment?
Yes.
Mary Ann, stay where you are, all right? We'll let you continue over, and we'll take other calls for our guest, Rand Paul. When we come back, stay with me, Rand, and we'll continue with more of Uncensored Radio Free America only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we are back, and we have on the line right now just another minute for you, and then we'll move on. We have Mary Ann. Yes, Mary Ann, you wanted to ask another question of Rand.
Thank you, Rick. I wanted to mention one website. Rand, this is a website that's got a huge military audience from around the world, and he's a huge supporter of Ron Paul, so I think you'll really appreciate it. If I can get that out, Rick.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, it's A Marines. Disquisition, DISQUISITION .com, amarinesdisquisition.com. But Rand, they're doing a tremendous job promoting Ron Paul and have a tremendous audience. But, and then I'll listen off air to this question. Rand, if you will, address the FBI raid, I understand, at Liberty Dollar that took place. Now, as I understand it, they had just received a shipment, like on Friday, for about 2 tons of Ron Paul Liberty Dollars, hadn't they?
You know, I saw that briefly on the Internet, the description of it, but I don't have any inside information or anything other than what you just described, so I don't know what that's about.
Okay, thank you very much,
Mary
Ann.
We'll
take another call from Ernie in Virginia now for Rand Paul. Hello, Ernie.
Hi, Rick, and hello, Rand. This is Ernie in Virginia, and I'm a proud supporter of your father.
Great.
He's a constitutionalist and for limited government and fiscal responsibility, and very much like Barry Goldwater from years ago. And I saw an interesting article on newswithviews.com on Monday, November 12th, by Dr. Edwin Vera, Vera,
yes,
titled Ron Paul and the Militia. And in that article, it discussed what your father could do in the event when the Federal Reserve ultimately collapses, and many think it will because of the state of the dollar, the huge deficits the country has, and lays out a good, the author of the article lays out a good approach on how to return the Constitution and constitutional government to the people, to put emphasis on the local level and emphasis on people participation, and not using paramilitary type operations like Blackwater and these groups that we see in Iraq that may be used against the American people. And there's recent legislation, House Resolution 1955, for example, dealing with homegrown terrorism. And I understand that Mr. Beck on his show yesterday classified or called your dad a domestic terrorist. Do you know anything about that?
I think only that Glenn Beck basically does a discourtesy to my father, and also at the same time really, I think, demeans himself by comments like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
there have been
too
several comments already by ex-Marines and military folk. My dad, every rally I go to, I see veterans, either people who've had career in the military. You know, I just think those are ridiculous comments. But I think when the comments get more vitriolic like that, it shows you that they're starting to fear him more, and they will start to attack him more.
Right. Well, you know, that's precisely, I think, what is going on. The establishment being very paranoid. If you look at the Real ID Act and what they're doing with the Department of Agriculture, and Governor Spitzer's latest move to give licenses to illegal aliens, and pushing the DREAM Act, backdooring the Real ID Act, they're very paranoid about Americans in general, and especially patriotic Americans. And your dad, in my view, represents a major threat to the establishment. And when your dad is elected, I hope we don't see like we saw in this administration with so many neocons and CFR members and Trilateral Commission and Bilderberg members. We hope not to see that kind of affiliation with your dad's administration.
Well, I think I would be aghast if we saw anybody, and we won't see any CFR members. And in fact, I remember the story back from when Reagan was elected. People had high hopes, and I think it was the first April 1st he was up there that was on the itinerary for the White House that the Trilateral Commission was coming to the White House. And everybody said, oh, no, it must be an April Fool's joke. But no, lo and behold, it was the Trilateral Commission meeting in the White House with Reagan in his first term.
Well, when Jimmy Carter ran for president,
that kind of thing with Ron Paul.
Well, you remember when Jimmy Carter, this little peanut farmer who was picked from obscurity and put on the cover of Time, Newsweek, and all the publications, and he was on the campaign trail, and I can never forget, over and over I repeat this, I remember him saying that if you see in my administration, when I'm elected president, someone like a Cy Vance as Secretary of State and as Zbigniew Brzezinski as National Security Advisor, you will know that I have failed the American people. And those were the first two people that he proposed appointing, and those were the ones that got it. So, you know, that told you right then and there how he was handpicked. And,
right. Very early that's the problem. He was flying around on Coca-Cola jets and supported heavily by the Coca-Cola group. And
yep.
So, you know, that's what's happened to most of these groups. It's why I think we like to publicize the fact that we have more donations from active military personnel, whereas most of the other candidates have more active donations from military contractors.
And by the way, military retirees, not just active military people.
Exactly. No. Yeah, I think we're doing great in that venue.
Yes.
Oh, I do so, too. I think you're... I just wanted to say one last thing.
Uh-huh.
I compliment your dad for co-sponsoring Virgil Good's resolution, House Concurrent Resolution 40, opposing the North American Union and NAFTA superhighway system, and I would hope that he would work hard to end any notion of that and to close our borders.
All right. Thank you, Ernie, very much for your call.
He's quite concerned with any type of legislation or treaties that gives up U.S. sovereignty, particularly if it gives up power to an international treaty organization that gets to make the rules and then your congressman no longer votes on things. You know, he thinks it's abhorrent that things like the UN could propose gun control or taxes, mm-hmm. or that the World Trade Organization could tell us, well, your steel industry is doing too well because the taxes are too low on the steel industry. And I think this actually happened, and the World Trade Organization actually told our Congress to raise taxes on the steel industry.
How did your father feel? I'm sorry, are you still there, Ernie?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And as you know, there is a move afoot. And Bush, after the Bilderberg meeting in Istanbul, to see the Law of the Sea Treaty ratified.
Mm.
And I'm sure if it does get ratified, I hope your father would lead an effort to get it undone.
I think he'll do everything within his power to undo any of those things that he has the power to do. And he acknowledges that quite a few things and changes would have to come about through Congress.
Mm.
But there are some things he could immediately do. As commander-in-chief,
yeah.
He says he would immediately put the Navy, pull the Navy back from the close proximity to the Iranian border. He would be less bellicose with our military. He would immediately begin withdrawal. Now, withdrawal can't be done overnight. He would use his generals and their advice, but he would immediately begin the withdrawal. He said it could be done in a few months. I think between a few months and a year. But it would immediately begin that process instead of rattling our sabers and saying we're going into Iran next.
Well, I certainly look forward to his administration.
Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you, Ernie. How did your father feel about the Kucinich bill to impeach George Bush or Dick Cheney?
Well, I saw his comments on that, and he said that it was something that it requires and should mm-hmm. have close scrutiny, but he thinks that historically, whenever we've impeached someone, we've always gone through the judiciary committee,
mm-hmm.
and that we shouldn't willy-nilly just bring things to the floor like that. And he's not saying he won't vote for it. He's just saying it should be investigated by the Judiciary Committee. They should have a vote and bring it to the floor.
Well, that's what they've done, but, you know, that's what Nancy Pelosi did, sending it back to the committee, and we know who's in charge there. And
it may never come out again.
Well, that's the whole idea, is killing it there with, was it Rangel, I believe?
Right.
Yeah, so
but
in any event, okay, let's
point out a lot of the things that Cheney has done. I think
right.
one of the best YouTube videos out there right now is,
mm-hmm.
is Dick Cheney from 1994
mm-hmm.
describing what a mistake it would be to go into Baghdad under the first Bush, how it would end up in civil war, how it would destabilize the region, how we'd never have an exit strategy and we'd
yep.
never be able to leave the mess that we created.
Mm-hmm.
And these were all his arguments justifying why the first mm-hmm. Bush didn't go into Baghdad. But then, you know, 8 years later, he's the biggest promoter of going in there. In the meantime, when he leaves the first administration with the first Bush, he gets a $3.9 billion contract for Halliburton. A year later, he becomes the CEO of Halliburton and makes hundreds of millions of dollars personally. And now Halliburton has a $1 billion no-bid contract in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to wonder about the sequence of items there.
Well, it was just one of those, new leaves that he turned over. That's all.
Yeah.
All right, let's take another call. John in Florida is next. Hello, John. You're on with Rand Paul. Hello, John. Are you there? Where's John?
Yeah, I'm here now.
Okay, go ahead. Quick question. Okay.
I was thinking, I'm not a Democrat, but maybe Ron ought to maybe look for maybe a low-key Democrat for name recognition to maybe get the Democrats on his side also. I know he's got a lot of them already in his favor, but there's nobody up there that's Republican that else besides Ron that I would even think about.
Well, you're talking about as a running mate?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I don't see that as being something that is not a possibility. I would think that, for example, there have been some Democrats in the past that have been very good. Larry McDonald was a good Democrat from Georgia. And my dad doesn't really look at party labels, so I could see him picking a Democrat. I could only see him picking, though, someone who was consistently with us, not only on the war issue, but on the whole idea of constitutional government, which, you know, means a much more limited government, a much more limited presidential powers, and it would inevitably mm-hmm. mean lower taxes, less okay. spending at a federal level. And if that were a Democrat, I don't think it would bother him at all. Or if
I agree with you, but
I mean, he's not a big fan of the two-party system, really.
Yeah, the mainstream media might actually, you know, this is like a breakthrough. People at work don't even know who Ron Paul is. Most people, but then some people do, you know, and some people know all about him. Most people don't even know his name.
Right.
And if he was a good Democrat on the side, then and I hate Democrats, but maybe we could get this thing going better.
Yeah, and I think you're right. It's also why my strategy and my advice to the campaign has been we need to campaign most heavily and spend the most amount of money in the primary states that are open. For example, New Hampshire's open, Iowa's a closed caucus system. Whereas in New Hampshire, independents can vote in either one. Even a Democrat can show up in New Hampshire and on that day fill out a form saying he wants to be a Republican that day, or he or she wants to be, and they can switch.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of states that are fairly open that way. I think Tennessee and Georgia may be fairly open. I live in Kentucky, and you can't. If you're an independent, you can't vote at all in either primary. You're precluded from any voting.
Right.
And so some states are really hard for us, and I don't think we'll do as well in states where independents can't vote because a lot of our people have either become Constitution Party people, Conservative Party people, Reform Party people, disaffected Republicans or Democrats, independents. That's a lot of the nucleus of the people who support us. And, you know, if we can get those people to vote for us, you know, that's where our victory comes.
Okay. Hey, I got to move along. Thank you, John, for your call. We
question.
Are going to go to Ireland right now and speak to someone there, Marwan in Ireland. Hello, you're on the program.
Hi. I just wanted to say, as somebody from across the water, I've been following the presidential race. And, you know, it's extremely clear to me that it's really a choice between Ron Paul and Satan. All the other people in there are really just, I don't know, anybody with a clear mind can actually even think of voting those people in. But anyway, apart from that, I just had a few comments that I wanted to make to Rand, if possible.
Okay, sure.
The kind of things that I've noticed that your father wants to do, they're really big things. I mean, the kind of people that he's actually going to be irritating are not to be ignored. I mean, he wants to challenge essentially the banking and Federal Reserve powers which may have been linked to the assassination of two previous presidents. And these are people who are big movers and shakers in America. They have massive power and control within the government and everywhere else. And obviously this is having an impact on the fact that, you know, the media isn't being too favorable to your father either. I mean, I want to see... your father has these big hopes, and, you know, for myself, I hope for the sake of America and the honor that I might be able to reestablish in the world that he does get in there and manages to do all these things. But has there been any kind of thought, how will he deal with the fact that there is such a big infrastructure in there, in the government and in the banking system and in the media system, which has values which it's been forcing, if not pushing, previous presidents and governments to do. I mean, how will your father deal with, you know, pressure groups, for example, like IPAC or its sister groups, who have had such massive power in pushing previous presidents to doing things and pushing previous governments to doing things?
I mean, okay. All right. Let him answer those questions
yeah.
now.
Well, I think that's a good question, and I think that in many ways my father is a conciliator in the sense that he brings together people from the left as well as people from the right. And if people understand the message, you can have people who believe in a very left-wing lifestyle and people who believe in homeschooling both agreeing that they don't want the federal government interfering in what they do in their house. And so there are ways that you can bring people together on some issues, and I think there are great institutional oppositions such as the Federal Reserve and the banking system. And I think what you will see is if our campaign becomes more successful, which I believe and hope it will, you'll have stronger and stronger attacks against him, and they would be opposed to most of the changes. For example, eliminating the Federal Reserve could be done, but it probably would take a vote of the majority of Congress.
Absolutely.
So that is something he would work for, but I don't know if that's something that necessarily will happen unless we change a lot of faces in Congress. But I think if you elect a Ron Paul to the presidency, it means the mood is changing in Congress, and you will get some of those people to change their mind, as well as you'll get a whole rush of new people elected. And I think Ron Paul is finding, as he goes around the country, that people are coming to the message, and we have several people within our campaign running. We have a good young gentleman up in New Hampshire who's going to run for office this time because of being involved in my dad's campaign.
Now, which office is he running for?
I think he's going to run for a state house up there, and I'm not sure exactly the details up there, but he's a veteran, 17-year veteran of the Air Force, well-educated man. I think he has a PhD and loves the Ron Paul message.
Okay. All right. Hey, Marwan, thank you for calling from Ireland. It's wonderful to hear from you. Call again. I have a question for you, too, and that is a follow-up to what he was saying. What kind, currently, what kind of, if you will, security does Ron Paul have currently?
I know that he has people that are his bodyguards that are with him at all times now. That's something that's probably occurred more in the last month or two, and probably is not a function of any, it really isn't a function of any kind of specific threat, but really a function of having a larger campaign and having the funds to be able to have some security.
Excellent. All right, we'll be right back. Stay where you are, Rand. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back with you.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We're back now, and we just had to take a quick break. I didn't mean to cut you off, Rand, but you were talking about the security that your father has thus far. Now, is some of this Secret Service as a presidential candidate, is all of it governmental, or is there some private security as well?
No, there is no Secret Service, and you don't get Secret Service until you either win the nomination,
right,
or... like in Barack Obama's case, they've said that there have been some threats, and
threats.
He has it. And then Hillary gets it for life as a spouse of an ex-president.
Uh-huh. Yes, very interesting. Huh? All right, well, let's take some more calls. And let me ask you, because we have so many people on the line, is it possible you might stay over a few minutes into the second hour?
Sure.
All right, good. We can do that if we have to. All right, let's take our next call, and it's Rick in Nevada. Hello, Rick. How are you?
Good. Yourself?
All right. Were you near the stench of the Democratic debates tonight?
No.
Good for you. All right. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Mr. Paul, this campaign is bigger than you know, bigger than your father knows. It's he's taken a step of faith, and what I'm looking for is a leap of faith on his part. Specifically, I refer to his going across the aisle to support Dennis Kucinich in his bid to impeach Cheney, who is instrumental in a potential for war in Iraq and potential nuclear war.
You mean in Iran, you mean?
I meant to say Iran.
Yeah. And what's your question?
My question is, would you use your influence to urge such a conciliation?
Well, I would say that you'll never meet a more fearless congressman than my father to go across party lines and do things. With regard to impeaching the vice president of his own party, I think if he felt like that the law had been broken, I think he would vote that way. I think he truly believes that the neocons and Cheney and Bush have done a huge disservice both to our soldiers and to our country. And he says that freely all the time, which is an extraordinary thing for a Republican to do. Whether or not on the details of impeachment, how he'll go, I don't know. I do know that he voted against the whole House doing the impeachment and voted to, he would prefer it to go through the Judiciary Committee.
Here's what I see coming. I see a severe punishment being meted out to the Democrats by the voting populace in the coming election. And I see someone who is willing to take a leap of faith and leave it in the hands of God and go over to the other side of the aisle and work with Dennis Kucinich is going to be handsomely rewarded. The coattails in the House and the Senate are going to be handsomely rewarded with Republican elections. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you. We like to think that will become a reality, don't we? All right. Hey, man, the man certainly doesn't mince any words. Let's talk to Clarence in Oklahoma next. Hello, Clarence.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Yes.
That's a great program, Rick. I'm glad to talk to Rand.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say that I have my Ron Paul bumper sticker. And I've been throughout the entire political realm. I'm in my mid-50s.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm retired from the federal government. Been in the belly of the beast. seen how it works. And I won't go into that, but I want to ask him, Rand, how do you think your dad's going to do against such a huge, I mean, this is such a huge internationalist establishment?
Right. Well, I think there are a lot of obstacles, and I mean, the first and most pressing obstacles are basically the election and overcoming, you know, a name identification, a name ID that, you know, where Giuliani's name ID is much higher. But I think one of the things that the media is missing about this race...
Can we hang on to that thought? I don't mean to interrupt you, but we got a one-minute break. Stay where you are, both of you gentlemen. We'll be right back to that thought when we continue with hour number two of the program. I'm Rick Adams, your radio Avenger. With